Can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven? We just get together and jam. We get the hillbillies and all the, you know, different ones. Amen? The Indians and the hillbillies together, I don't know what all kind of music, Mozart people, they'd be singing. The George Beverly Shays, amen, amen. The Newsboys gangs, amen, all them. Johnny Cash, at least y'all know he's here, amen, praise God. Elvis, Merle, yes. Praise Jesus. What a band they got that's accumulating in heaven. What a band that's already up there being accumulated. Amen. So I'm not a musician. I just sing from the heart. I just sing. I'm not a singer. I'm not even a musician. I just come out from my heart. Sometimes it's off key, but I really don't care. I've listened to it before, listened to my own singing. I go, good thing that's anointed. I wouldn't sell no records. But it's just, you just worship him. I mean, you can just worship him, you know. But how many has never seen me before, never knew about our ministry? You've never. 1, 2, 3. Okay, well, our ministry is... what you see is what you get. Amen. Now, we minister all over the country. We've been a minister for 27 years. We minister all over the country. We go, we do revivals, conferences, extended revivals, outreaches, coffee shops. We do whatever God has for us to do. We'll do home groups. We go to churches. We do conferences and seminars and teachings and healing miracle crusades and healing revivals and all kinds of stuff, river meetings. But our main number one thing that we're called to do in our mission, our great commission from God, is to go to the native people in the Dakotas. And they're called the Sioux Nation, the Lakota people, and they speak the Sioux language. And so that's what we do, and we gather, and we minister all over, but we're always gathering funds to go up there and pour out. And if you ever have never been to a third world country, and you don't have a passport, or you don't have the money to get to a third world country, you could go to a reservation in South Dakota, and I'll show you one. I've been to Central America, and I've been to South America, and from what I've seen, they're better off than the Sioux people. And this is in our country. This is in our nation. And so it's the number one unemployment capital of the North American continent is a place called Pine Ridge Reservation. The number one suicide per population, the number one ratio of suicides within the United States is in Rosebud, Pine Ridge Reservation, and also Northern Cheyenne, up in the Cheyenne Reservation. That's the number one suicide rate in the United States. No, you'd not think maybe it's Chicago, or no, maybe it's, you know, New York or a big city or Miami or something. No, the number one suicide rate is there. It's the only population, or it's the only nationality of people in the United States that are not increasing. The Mexican Americans increasing, African Americans increasing. There's more every year, more African Americans every year, more Asian Americans every year, more German Americans, more European Americans. There's more, and their populations are increasing every year in North America. The only population that's decreasing every year is the Native American, especially the Northern Plains people. Isn't that something? So they're not being able to be fruitful and multiply because their generations are dying off. They're killing themselves. They're dying of diseases and all kinds of stuff. They're not eating the proper foods. They don't get the proper foods. They've ate reservation food for so many years. They were people that didn't have, you know, any kind of diet to take flour, rice, and beans. That's not what they ate. They ate berries and nuts and buffalo meat and elk meat and fish. That's all they ate. And so when they were taking their food supply away and they were put on reservations, they had to eat what they were given because they had no land to hunt. There was no game on their land, and they were put on a square place and an army around them and said, you eat what we give you or you starve. And a lot of them starved because the rations got cut. When the government, first thing that any time a government, this United States historical government, any time that it ran short of money, the first place that got cut, reservations. That's the truth. I'm not telling you fable. They're a forgotten people, a forsaken people, and a famished people. But I know somebody who hasn't forgot them. God. And I ain't forgot them neither. They are my people. I love them. And God called us and he placed us up there. We have favor. In 4 months last year, within a matter of 4 months, at the time, we for 9 years, we'd only had two reservations that were open to us. We had connections in two reservations, Lower Brule and Crow Creek. God spoke to me and said, Grant, I give you the Lakota Nation, not a reservation. He said, I give you the Lakota Nation. And I thought, you know what? That's great, Lord. I've only got, you know, maybe 20, 30 more years to live. I said, so how am I going to get them all? How am I going to reach everyone? I said, you have to go there on invitation. You can't just go up to a reservation, turn up, and walk in. Do you like anybody coming in your backyard and doing outreach? Would you like that? So all of a sudden people pull up, strangers you don't even know, come up, set up a sound system and start doing outreach in your backyard. What's up with that? I mean, so there's with them, then their culture, they invite you in. And if you're invited, there's a spiritual thing that happens, and it's called receiving you. And they receive you. And when they receive you, that means that they consider you to be valuable to their society and to their people, and they welcome you and they embrace you. If you're not invited there, you're a trespasser, and you've come on your own accord. And from the past history, anyone who was a trespasser has always brought bad medicine. They're enemies. So within 4 months last year, we went to every single reservation in the state of South Dakota on invitation. And we were invited by Lakota people. And God gave us the Sioux Nation. Nobody else that I know of, and I know a lot of ministries up there, nobody has ever got access to every reservation. They get a few people, contacts here, a few people there, and they'll go to one reservation or another. But nobody's got all of them. We do. God gave us access to all of them. And it's an open invitation for us. So as long as we want to stay, as long as we can stay up there, we can stay. We can go from one place to another. Now, there's some rural churches up there and people that's mixed, that's off reservation, that are Indian and white and mixed people and different peoples, farm people and rancher people. And it's a desolate area up there. And they have little churches in rural areas, and they never heard of the move of God. They've never heard of the river. They've never heard of the revival. They've never heard of, you know, the sweeping glory that's been hitting the big cities and different things that's happened. They've never seen him. They don't know what that is. And so God's sweeping. Not only is he sweeping in the natives, he's sweeping up across the rural churches and the small little, you know, community fellowships and things like that. So we're going from those two. We're doing those two. And so when we go up there, we can just stay up there until we run out of money and come back. Amen? And we set our schedule. We don't set our schedule according to our budget. We set our schedule according to who contacts us and how we get it arranged. And then we just go. We just take off. Now, we might preach our way up there or minister our way up there or you know, do meets all the way. But we go, and we go there, and we stay. Amen? And we're not a burden to nobody. We don't ask people to do anything for us. We take care of our own stuff. Amen? So we're missionaries as well as revivalists and apostles and prophetic worshipers and all that. We're American missionaries. That's what we do. We have people that partner with us and support us. Do it. We have some churches that support, help, you know, so every month something's coming in or bi-quarterly or whatever. But that's how we operate. That's how we do it. Amen. So we appreciate you go. When we come to a place like this, this is, and like Brother Landon and Sister Jean's church, when we go to places like what you guys have, this is, I know we're here to work and minister and pour out, but also it's a great refreshing for us, and we get to receive from the presence that you guys, sometimes I hope you're not, that would take advantage of it, that it's always here, because it's not always everywhere. Yes.
I just fell in love with this guy the moment I met him. And, you know, I think there's a connection, and I'll tell you why. The man who this town was named after is Joseph Martin. He had a heart for the Indians. He was the state of Virginia's representative to the Indians. And he was married to an Indian, you know, lady. Actually, it turned out she was a queen or something like that. In other words, he had a heart for them. He tried so hard to treat them right. But, you know, between him and Patrick Henry and the governor of Virginia, and his place is right down the street here. It's literally right there by Kmart on the other side of the river. That's where his place started. Okay, Scuffle Hill was Scuffle Hill there. So we're right on the border, right on the edge of his old place. But his heart was for the Indians here. And I just believe that God cares about them. He cares about them. And there's something about a place that just honors that. For me personally, it's because my dad's from Western Nebraska. So I just, every time I would go out every summer, we'd go right through that area. And his family was from Sioux Falls and then Nebraska. So I know personally, but I'm just talking about here. Why is this place special? And I just wanted to share that with you, brother. Amen. Because I was thinking, what's this connection here? And it's more than just well, I'm glad you're going. You know what I mean? God thinks about things like that. Amen. Okay.
So hallelujah. It wipes me out. So what I would say is that, you know, you guys refresh us. Not only, I mean, this is my work. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is not my hobby. This is what I do. And I've done it for 27 years. So when we come, we don't have to work here. We don't have to work at the move. We don't have to plow and try to get a river in here so that people can start getting touched and changed and blessed. We come and we go with what already is here, that's already flowing here, and we add ours to it, and we want to bless you and pour out to you. And so we understand impartation, it goes both ways. Amen. But we take the river, this what you have, this experience, this presence, this touch of God, we take it to a place and it goes to work. Amen. And you see abused young girls who've been raped and abused and done terrible things to and abandoned and beaten. You see them get totally healed. You see young men who are so at the age of 10 years old are total alcoholics and have no destiny, have no idea what the destiny of God is for them. You see them get touched and changed. You see men begin to rise up and go back to their families and begin to take care of their families. You see healings and miracles, and people start calling on the name of Jesus out of a pure heart. And that's what you begin to see. You see the joy come on them, and the hope and the fire of God come on them, and they get drunk in the Holy Ghost. They call it holy water. Amen. They call it holy fire, and you get see that. And where it's not available, we take it. Amen? Amen? And so, you know, I mean, it's easy to be a revivalist in a place that's already revivaled. Really. I mean, I see these guys, they try to book meetings all the time in revival hubs. So why would a revivalist want to go to a revival hub that has already got revival? Dude, go out where there ain't no revival. You got all the revival on you. Take it out there in the barrenness, in the place where it's so dry and terrible. Them demon spirits out there where revival can really do something. Amen? Hallelujah. That's just my take on it. So that's what God told me to do, and we started running with it. We got in revival years ago, got touched. We never stopped going. Amen? Amen. And what would a wellspring be for? A wellspring would be to drink of the water of God, take the water of God, and go with it.
Yes, hallelujah.
So I'm here to drink with you just as much as you're drinking. Amen?
Yes.
So we're blessed. But most of all, we just thank God for what y'all are doing here, and you praying for us and believing God for us. Hey, don't forget us in the springtime. You know, when the snows are starting to break, when the storms are starting to break, we're up there. In the fall, we're up there. Amen? We go usually till about the first snows we're there, you know, in the spring and then in the fall. And so just be praying for us. And catch us on Facebook. We got Facebook pages. Rick has a website, Rick Lyons Ministries. Amen. RickLyonsMinistries.com. And there's also on Facebook called Freedom Live. And he's doing stuff. You can see ours, Grant and Frida Gomez. And just get on Facebook. Follow us. You can see where we're at. Sometimes we got videos of meetings and things that are happening. And I'm all the time putting up stuff, a fresh word God will give me on something or whatever. I don't rehash words. I just give fresh ones. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you. We praise you. Oh, we thank you. You're so good to us. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call that goes out into all the earth. Thank you, Lord. We answer the call. Yes, we answer the call. Yes, we do. We praise you. We answer the call. We answer the call. Yes, our ears are unto you. Our ears are unto you. Our ears are unto you. Yes, we hear you, Lord. We hear you, Jesus. We answer the call. Many are being called. Many are being called. Many are being called. Thank you, Jesus. Many are being called. Many are being called in this hour and in this time. Yes, thank you for the call. Let your sound go in all the earth. Let your sound go in all the earth. Call them, call them, call them, call them. North, the south, the east, the west. The north, the south, the east, the west. Your call goes into all the earth. Oh, Rambunda, Kene Moripa, Takaridia Bosata Ishta. Che ke tam unde inishta la ita. Che ke no mo usna ma ia and the ishta li pori. Brahmbo stande kambi ishta la ita. Yes, Lord, we will go, we will go, we will go. We will answer your call, Lord. We will answer your call. We will go, we will go. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Oh, wastelo wastai. Wastelo wastai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nebra dendere robon brusantara di opera. Nebra dendere di ombrandere di estra li bia catori bata. Brestengere da bonda chi ne mori mamate da bossende a testa. Se che da sicra da bombra che ri di ovoiste da mande e coripa. Tombrando da monde che li imbrunsine da riva canta bai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My face shines upon you this night, children. My face shines upon you, says the Lord. I'm pleased. I am pleased. I know you hear my call. I know you hear my cry. I know you hear my heart. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I place a fresh wind upon you, even in this hour and even in this day, to rise up and go beyond that which is the norm, to go beyond that which is the required, to do exceedingly abundantly, to do exceedingly abundantly, saith the Lord. Go beyond the call of duty, says the Lord. For I shall be the wind upon your wings, underneath of you to carry you. I shall be your strength in the midnight hour. I shall be the one that you look to, for I am your high tower, says God. I am your source. I'm your provision. I'm your way. I'm your life, and I'm your truth, says the mighty Lord of Israel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I breathe afresh on this house. I breathe afresh on this region. Let my winds blow in these mountains. Let my winds blow in this mountain. Let them hear my call in this day and this hour, says God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know. You know, God, He's never in expect. You can never expect. I know they say be in expectation, but He's beyond your expectations, this God. But He's like beyond your wildest dreams, God is.